Well, since I was in the city and had to be BA and was had responsibility of seeing what Lee Otto was doing this summer of 63, I went down to 544 camp to look at it and see what it was. I took one look and I said, hell, this is a side entrance to Guy Bannister's office. I knew Guy. He used to be head of the Chicago FBI office, and during World War II, he was in the Office of Naval Intelligence.
Lee Harvey Oswald, when he was giving out leaflets supposedly in support of Castro, the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, 544 Camp Street was stamped on the literature. So this is where 544 comes into the case, through Oswald having worked there in the same building where Guy Bannister was operating.
But just to underscore the significance of what you just said, what you're describing is a situation in which ostensibly communist material has stamped on it an address 544 camp, which is the location of part of the intelligence community in New Orleans, meaning, without a question of a doubt, this prima facie evidence that Lee Oswald was not a communist at all. He was an agent provocateur. We later found out that on the third floor of Bannister's office, he located a small room and cleaned it out, gave it to Oswald to keep his samples in. But you could see Oswald starting out in the morning, and Bannister with his gruff voice and his little steel blue eyes saying, Lee, you're doing a good job. Get some more of those pamphlets out today, son. They like what you're doing in Washington. So he goes out and hands them out like he's a communist, but he's the one who calls the news people to come take the pictures. And he's doing acting out of role as a communist, but he doesn't know they're really fattening him up to be the turkey for Thanksgiving. He's the scapegoat. They're going to have him murdered by making him look like a communist.
Bannister was once the chief of the FBI office in Chicago. How did he first come to your attention in relationship to the assassination of Guy Bannister?
He first came to my attention, well, before the assassination, when I was district attorney, Seth Morris and the mayor of New Orleans said, we have a man named Bannister.